On Wednesday's front page, the decision isn't expected until June, but judging by the questioning, the Supreme Court appears to be split on the healthcare law. In the wake of a cheating scandal, changes are coming to the way students register for the SAT and the ACT. They'll have to upload a photo, and it will have to match the ID they show when they go to take the test. And some civic groups have stopped voter registration campaigns in Florida. We'll look at why. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the questions from the Supreme Court left some court watchers expecting a 5-4 decision against the healthcare overhaul. Reaction to the healthcare law divides along partisan lines. Washington Bureau Chief David Leonhardt says it was no different at the high court as the justices looked at the requirement that virtually every American must carry insurance.
Four conservative justices, Alito, Roberts, Scalia, and crucially, Kennedy, all asked questions indicating that they were skeptical the government had the power to do this. Clarence Thomas, as usual, did not ask any questions, but he's widely seen as someone who will vote against health reform. If those questions are telling, and we don't know whether they will be, but they often are, that would suggest there are now five votes potentially to overturn health care. From a legal perspective, I think this surprises a fair number of people. I think a lot of legal scholars have said they expected the Supreme Court to uphold the law based on some precedents. But from a political perspective, it is less surprising. The Supreme Court has 5 Republicans and 4 Democrats. In lower courts, Republicans have generally voted to overturn this law or not pass it, while Democrats have supported it.
Washington Bureau Chief David Leonhardt. The court will now take up whether any part of the health care law can survive if there is no mandate. Times reporter Abby Goodenough says Massachusetts offers a real-world laboratory of how a mandate might work. Roughly 48,000 people there were hit with penalties for not having coverage. That was in 2009, and that was down about 19,000 from 2007. Massachusetts health officials say fewer violators means the state health care law is working. Also on Wednesday's front page, changes in the aftermath of a cheating scandal involving dozens of high school students on Long Island. The SAT and ACT college entrance exams will now require students to upload photos when they sign up to take the test. Officials will check that image against the photo IDs the students bring with them on test day. 5 teenagers were arrested last fall for taking tests for others. 15 were arrested for paying them to do it. Nassau County District Attorney Kathleen Rice, who's prosecuting those cases, says the new rules will apply nationwide. She said they'll close the gaps in test security that had allowed test takers to impersonate the others. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Ehud Barak have turned into the odd couple of Israeli politics. The prospect of an attack on Iran is in their hands. Times reporter Ethan Bronner says they come from opposite political traditions and have different worldviews, but they've formed a tight bond. It's so tight they don't always include the rest of the Israeli leadership. One Israeli newspaper columnist says all leaders have a kitchen cabinet, but Netanyahu has a kitchenette with Barak. Price-wise, shoppers are haggling for markdowns. If retailers balk, some shoppers walk. They figure there's always Amazon and eBay. That new reality has stores scrambling for new pricing strategies that get beyond markups and discounts. JCPenney Chief Executive Ron Johnson says the customer knows the right price. That's one reason Johnson streamlined Penny's pricing. But even Walmart is now promising to match competitors if their prices are lower. Some civic organizations have suspended voter registration drives in Florida, which is expected to be a swing state in the November election. Groups like the League of Women Voters say the reason is restrictions imposed by Republican state officials. The League has put its voter registration efforts there on hold. A nationwide campaign by the nonprofit group Rock the Vote skipped over Florida. Rock the Vote was worried Florida teachers could face fines for helping students register. Inside Wednesday's Times, the U.S. presidential campaign butted into the nuclear summit in South Korea. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev criticized Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney as having views that are out of date. The Obama administration sided with the Russians, and Romney lashed out at the White House and the Kremlin. He called Russia the number one geopolitical foe as he blasted Mr. Obama for a comment he made on Monday that was picked up by a microphone the president didn't know was on. The president told Medvedev he would have more room to negotiate on missile defense if he's reelected in November. Here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders agreed on a $132 billion budget. It calls for reducing overall spending, but it sets aside more than $1 billion to repair bridges and highways. The state legislature is expected to approve the budget on Friday, 2 days before the next fiscal year begins. That would be the earliest budget approval in New York since 1983. Wednesday's Business Day says employees of MF Global were aware there was a shortfall in the firm's customer accounts days before it filed for bankruptcy. It's still unclear whether the firm's top executives knew. A House oversight panel is holding a hearing on Wednesday. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. I've been thinking of things that come in threes, like Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, or Manny Moe and Jack, or Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. For us, it was three more front page podcasts to go. The Times is discontinuing this program at the end of the week. I'm James Barron. As I always say along about now, thanks for spending this part of your day with us.